This is Ozarks at Large. Summer is firmly entrenched. The fireworks are over, and you may still know some young people trying to fight off boredom. Well, the Bentonville Public Library will host magician Tommy Terrific for return performances Thursday. He promises high energy, comedy, and education along with his magic. The Thursday performances are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. They're free. They're open to the public. If you'd like to know more, you can visit bentonvillelibrary.org or call 271-3192.
Lake Dardanelle State Park has a movie and some reptiles for kids this week. Thursday night, the park will show Frozen as part of its Sunset Cinema series. The movie will be shown outdoors, and admission is $1 for everybody over the age of 12. It's suggested that you bring your own blanket for the film, shown across from the visitor center. Then Friday, you can join a park interpreter at the park's amphitheater to learn about the reptiles living in Lake Dardanelle State Park. That event is free, and it starts at 6 o'clock Friday night.
Saturday, the Clayton Camp will allow children ages 7 to 12 to participate in activities their great-grandparents may have known during the In the Good Old Summertime Camp. The camp is from 9:30 to noon on Saturday at the Clayton House Historic Museum in downtown Fort Smith. That's a restored family residence of the chief prosecutor of Judge Parker's court. Campers will try their hand and luck in the game of horseshoes, other Victorian-era sports, watercolor painting, hand shadows, singing in the round, and a cakewalk. In a special demonstration at 9 a.m. before the activities begin, volunteer Richard Schatzman will forge a horseshoe on the grounds using his 100-plus-year-old forge and anvil. Also, ice cream. Cost of the camp, $10. Campers should make reservations by calling the museum at 783-3000. You can also register online at claytonhouse.org.
The final two performances of Romeo and Juliet at Gully Park in Fayetteville are tonight and tomorrow night at 7. The free performances are the first production from the company called The Crude Mechanicals. Summer also means musicals on local stages. Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale begins its 48th season with an opening gala for Sound of Music Friday night at the ACO Theater in Springdale. For the first performance, there will be German-themed appetizers like bratwurst bites and Black Forest ham. Intermission will include German chocolate cake. The gala begins Friday night at 6:30. Sound of Music runs through July 20th, and you can find out more at acozarks.org.
The Rogers Little Theater opens their musical Xanadu July 25th. Production runs through August 10th. The stage version is an adaptation of the disco-era movie of the same name that starred Gene Kelly and Olivia Newton-John. Music for the play includes some familiar 1970s fare like Have You Never Been Mellow, Evil Woman, and Xanadu. And yes, just like the movie, this will have roller skates. The musical is at Victory Theater in downtown Rogers. Tickets can be obtained by calling the box office at 631-8988 or going to rogerslittletheater.org.
The Arkansas Historic Preservation Program will present Bringing It Back, Basic Cemetery Maintenance at 10:30 Saturday morning at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, which is located at 118 West Johnson Street in Springdale. The event will include advice on cleaning and documenting gravestones, as well as safety, repair, and strengthening techniques, materials and tools, and landscaping issues. The lecture is free. If you'd like to know more, call the Shiloh Museum at 750-8165.
The deadline for submitting a short film to Crystal Ridge's Museum of American Art's first film festival is 1 week from today. The theme is Uniting the Power of Art and Nature. The museum will host a screening of accepted films on August 22nd. There are no age restrictions on filmmakers. The movies have to be at least 90 seconds long, but no longer than 15 minutes. For more information about how and what to submit, online, crystalbridges.org.
Family members who like to golf together can enter the Bella Vista Village All in the Family Golf Tournament later this month. The tournament takes place at the Kingswood and Berksdale golf courses in Bella Vista, and it's open to members of the Bella Vista POA and their guests on July 26th and 27th. Teams must consist of two relatives at least 6 years old or older. However, no husband and wife teams will be allowed. Registration deadline is July 18th. For more information, BellaVistaPOA.com.